like I asked Joe, that you guys, the defensive ends, seem pretty dominant out there today. What
did you... Don't be disrespectful to the D tackles.
Anyway, what did you think about the D ends' performance today?
You know, I was on the Aqua team, which I felt was the more superior team out there. but you know, it's always fun to have these kind of contests because you're split up, but at the same time, we're always, you know, going to be teammates, and at the end of the day, we're going to go out there and cheer for each other. And even then, I found myself cheering for the defense, even though it wasn't, you know, the guys on my side of the ball. But, you know, I felt it was competitive all around, you know, whether it's defense versus offense, the receivers going against, you know, the DBs or linebackers, running backs, whatever it was. I think you saw plays being made on both sides of the ball, which is, you know, very rewarding from, you know, a guy like myself who kind of gets to see, you know, so many guys start to kind of come of age and starting to make plays, and, you know, having that competition at the end of the day is going to make everybody better.
When was the last time you dropped back that far for the
Man, it's been a little while. It's been a while. Typically, I like to stay close to the line of scrimmage, but, you know, some guys have been here, I used to do that quite often. So, you know, kind of a little nostalgic. It felt good running around out there in the field.
Was that until you looked up and saw the flag?
Yeah, that hurt a little bit. It's like we're all there running for nothing. But I guess that's kind of how some of the DBs feel when they're out there running around, and we're the ones getting up to hitting the quarterback. So, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's give and take, and, you know, it was all in good fun.
JT has been around the team a fair amount this spring, and you obviously know him both as a player and now as kind of a coach figure. What's that transition like for him?
You know, it's funny. Even when he was here, you know, obviously, you know, he's, especially for me, always been kind of a coach slash teacher, mentor, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, seeing him out there, you know, he was still kind of the same guy that he was when he was playing, you know, for me at least. And I know a lot of the guys who obviously look up to him, he's a tremendous wealth of information and wisdom that he can pass on not only to myself, but, you know, some of these other guys, younger guys who are kind of coming up in the program. So, I mean, I love having him around, not just in pads, but, you know, when he had on his hat and he was out there just kind of giving us some of the pointers too.
Cam, how different does this offense look? And does the pre-snap motion create confusion, or does it cause you to pause for a second and think?
Oh, it is. It can be tough, I'll say that. But, you know, the first couple of days you kind of maybe have a little bit more, you know, mental gymnastics going on. But then as we kind of get into it, we're, you know, realizing that it's helping us because there are teams who are going to do it to us the same thing. You have to make sure you're on top of your game and have a little bit of, you know, awareness that, hey, you know, maybe this guy's going to move or maybe they're going to shift and what is going to happen after that does happen. So, you know, it keeps you, you know, on your toes. It makes you a little more prepared. And, again, just like the competition we spoke about earlier, at the end of the day, it's going to make us better as a team.
I was talking to Derek Shelby yesterday. He said he was on the Cam Wake workout program in the off season. He said you run a little bit too much. tell me about the workouts. What is your workout program? He said he could keep up in the weight room, but you just ran.
Well, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but my story is a little different. I came from a different path to get to where I am, and I have a high sense of pride and a high standard for what I believe it takes to be good at the position that I play. And, you know, as a D lineman, you know, I'll just say it, as a standard, you're not really expected overall, because we got some big fellas with us too, to be the most in shape or to be able to run the most. But as a DN, rushing against guys who weigh 100 pounds more than you, it's third and 10, fourth quarter, you know, everybody's looking at you like you got to have more gas in the tank, you got to get to the quarterback, or you got to chase that running back down. So, you know, I put a different standard on myself that I'm going to run with the DBs. You know, I don't care if I'm, you know, 260. I'm going to run with Brent Grimes and Mike Wallace and whoever. I'm going to make their time, because when it comes to game day, you know, that standard, oh, well, it's okay. You're big. You're a D-lineman. You don't have to run. That's no fans don't care. Coaches don't care. I don't care. You know, I want to make that play. So I tell Shelby, like, you know, as you know, as a DN, I feel like you got to be in better shape than anybody on the field. So, you know, we're going to raise our own standard.
In terms of leadership standpoint, you're one of the leaders of this team. A lot was made last season about leadership, especially in the wake of what went on here. Where do you feel this team is going into 2004 from a leadership standpoint?
Well, as you might be able to pull some of my quotes from last year, I felt like there was always, you know, a sense of leadership. Obviously, it's unfortunate what happened, and we're not going to dive too deep into that. But, you know, as a whole, you look around this team, I mean, there's guys, like I said, who are maybe vocal. There's guys who would maybe do it by example. But we have leaders, you know, all over the place. So, it's obviously a lot's been made of it. I was never of the impression that it was lacking, but just like I don't feel like I'm my strength is lacking or my conditioning is lacking. I'm going to work on that as well. So working on leadership, making it, you know, more prominent part of our organization, I don't see anything wrong with that. But at the same time, I don't believe that it's been lacking over the past couple seasons or whatever.
So what's on the docket for you in this break between spring camp and training camp? I mean, did you still keep that intensity up? I mean, did you allow yourself to?
I do. It's a balance that I play, you know, the next month or so, you know, where maybe on the weekends I get to spend a little bit more time taking Cameron Wake time, spend time with the family, with the you know, better half. And during the week, it's generally, you know, time for football. You know, maybe Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, I'm back to work, you know, lifting, running, doing all those things. And then on the weekend, you maybe take a little bit of time off, travel a little bit, and enjoy yourself. Because, as you know, come July 24th till whenever the Super Bowl is, it's, you know, all work and no play. So you better get your playing in now.